When I drive with Uber, I can rent a Tesla from Hertz, so I don't have to worry about the wear and tear on my car. It's nicer for my riders and for me.
Uber, earn like a boss.
Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
This episode is brought to you by Eggo, making mornings more... Lego with Eggo.
Today's show is sponsored by When Stand Up Got Punched Up, a five-part documentary series produced by Judd Apatow exclusively for HBO. Over 15 hours, Judd explores the history of television shows about stand-up comedy. From Crashing to Louie, get the thrilling history of the biggest growing market in entertainment, the dissection of stand-up comedy. And use offer code STANDUPFRIENDSUP to get an extra hour of documentary footage. When Stand Up Got Punched Up, only on HBO. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends recap podcast in which we go episode by episode through the show Friends. We're going to do another one now, so let's go and meet the friends, my friends, the friends, and your friends also, the friends. Let's go do that now. All right, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast in which... each episode of the podcast reviews an episode of Friends, and we are now into season 2, episode 5. Oh, my name, this is Tom Sharpling.
And I'm Pat Byrne. How are you doing?
And that, so the episode today Season 2, Episode 5, the one with the five steaks and an eggplant, written by Chris Brown, directed by Ellen Gittleson, and this aired on October 19th of 1995, and this is a good one. Well, I shouldn't say it's a good one yet. Let me tell you what it's about. Just also... I was going to say who you were. The engineer Pat is here.
Right.
You just got to follow my lead with the stuff. Just follow my lead. Okay. So in this episode, Chandler gets calls from a very intriguing woman named Jade, who is looking for someone named Bob. And, on the phone, she's talking very seductively about resuming their torrid affair that they had. And then Chandler pretends to be Bob and arranges to meet Jade so he can console her when Bob invariably stands her up. And the relationship goes along very well because Chandler starts actually seeing Jade until... back at the apartment, Jade calls up Bob trying to resume the relationship and complains about Chandler's shortcomings in the boudoir, so to speak. Chandler plans a big birthday hoopla for Ross, but the expense involved in the party touches a nerve with Phoebe, Joey, and Rachel, who don't make as much money as the other three make, and there's a little bit of a money dividing line there between the friends. Monica, Chandler, and Ross end up celebrating Ross's birthday by going to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert that they have tickets to, and they end up partying with the band backstage, and then meanwhile... Phoebe, Joey, and Rachel are left out of the festivities because they don't have the money, and they kind of draw a line on things, and it gets very contentious for a stretch. And Monica has money. Why? Because she is the head lunch chef at a restaurant, is in charge of purchasing and has her own little power base now going. And, but then she accepts, a gift from the meat supplier of the restaurant. And, that's improper in the relationship's dynamic, their business, standards. And she gets let go, and it's kind of, she goes up and she goes down in the episode. So, Pat, did you watch this one?
I love this one, Tom. I love the music kind of cultural reference with Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. Of course, the band wasn't really featured on the episode, but it led to a lot of insight that, you know, these guys are with it. They're listening to music. You know, they're young. They're mm-hmm. going to concerts. I was surprised that it wasn't the Spin Doctors. And the Spin Doctors had a relationship with the producers wherein, you know, we all know the Rembrandts did the theme.
Sure.
You know, I'll Be There for You.
Yeah.
But the Spin Doctors were up for consideration as a song choice for the whole series, just as an opening theme. And I thought maybe as a consolation prize, they might give them something in one of these, you know, episodes. Thought this mm-hmm. might be the one for that. Instead, they went with Hootie. That's fine. But do you like Spin Doctors much, Tom?
No. No, that's not my kind of music. That or Hootie and the Blowfish, not my...
I love that.
But the thing is, I don't think you love it. I think you're just trying... You're trying very hard to be like... Look, the thing with Jason did not go well. And I appreciate that you're trying to bring a different energy to the thing, but you don't have to be inauthentic now. I you know mean, you don't like...
You mean an energy, just period, because there was no energy.
There was, sure.
So now
there
was the un-energy.
It was the absence of energy.
And now
when
there
he was
is
here.
One, right.
Yes. Yes, but just say seriously. And I say this as a friend first.
Look, okay.
Yeah, I know you don't like Spin Doctors. Like, maybe you'll...
Oh, okay, look, Spin Doctors, uh-huh. first cassette tape, first, uh-huh. technically first album.
But you're acting like it's, like, legitimately your favorite music. It's not your favorite. I know...
Maybe not today, okay. But look, I grew up in the 90s. Okay, I liked them.
Okay, I appreciate the energy. I do appreciate it. But you don't have to push so hard.
Okay, let's do this.
Just
let's
follow the lead.
Okay, can we do this again? Let's just do
no,
this.
No, I can't.
Could
I,
you
I
ask
can't.
Me again if... if I liked the episode.
Fine. Did you like the episode?
Loved it. Loved
okay,
it.
Great.
I loved the...
No, you see, I'm not...
All right.
We're not going to re-edit these things. It's like the whole point is that it's an ongoing...
One more.
Did you like the episode?
I loved this one, Tom.
Great. So anyway, today's show is sponsored by When Stand Up Got Punched Up. I think I speak for us all when I say we can't get enough of the world behind the scenes in the world of shows about stand-up comics playing stand-up comics. But none of us know the story of how it all came about until now. Judd Apatow has partnered with HBO, they know what's funny, to release When Stand-Up Got Punched Up, a 5-part, 15-hour documentary series exploring the world of writing and producing television shows about stand-up comics. Now you get to see what's going on in the crashing writer's room. It'll feel like you're in there holding a can of LaCroix, listening to the star of the show talk about their half-baked philosophy. It's weird that this is the copy like that. Now you get the story behind the story behind the story behind the story, and use offer code STANDUPFRIENDSUP to get an extra hour of documentary footage. When Stand Up Got Punched Up, only on HBO. So yeah, with this episode, I thought it was, I think it's a good one. I think it's a good one. I like the Chandler stuff. I thought Chandler had funny stuff to do on the whole phone call thing. And there was some physical stuff he did, and it was good. It showed a different side of what Matthew Perry brings to the role of Chandler. The stuff I have a hard time with, And this is something that I think just presses my buttons. I want everybody to get along. And it bothers me when the friends don't get along with the friends. When they're fighting over, like, money. If they're arguing over something funny and you know they're going to be okay in the end, that's one thing. But when they're arguing about, like, true divisions between the friends, whether it be gender issues or class now, with that, it's less fun to me. I don't know. And I mean, it was good to see Monica kind of have an arc where she went up and then went down.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Barbados. And while you might think this is just a podcast, and it is, it's also the escape you've been waiting for. Consider this your gateway to a dreamy, idyllic little island called Barbados, where you'll discover the bluest blues and the warmest people, where every hour is happy hour, and every meal is the best thing you've ever eaten. It's exactly where you want to be. So start making your dream a reality today at visitbarbados.org/USA.
But so that was interesting. But on the whole, those are not my favorite of the episodes. I should say, Pat, do you have a this day in history for the episode?
I sure do, Tom. Now, this day in history, of course, the day that the episode aired in the culture of Friends and the 1990s, this day in history, 1987, okay, was Black Monday. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 22%. That's 508 points, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was the anniversary of the airing of the show, which is
October 19th.
October 19th, 1995. So this didn't happen on October 19th, 1995. It happened on October 19th, 1987. So this is the eighth anniversary of the Dow Jones.
Yes.
Okay, which is not entirely what the this day is supposed to be. It's a good episode. You know, what's a funny thing I noticed in this one is that the Hootie stuff was.
Well, didn't one of them get a hickey from, I think it was Monica, got a hickey from...
Yes.
And she doesn't say who, she just says a blowfish.
A blowfish,
yeah. She says, I got a hickey from a blowfish,
yeah.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So she got a hickey from a blowfish. And let's go to the different segments in the show now. I guess we can do the Friends Firsts. Let's go to Friends Firsts here.
Well, it's Friends First, and everybody's watching... Friends first, and everyone's watching.
Okay, those
much shorter.
Much shorter.
Much shorter.
Much tighter.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a different feel. We'll talk about the feel of that. I do appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
Look, I get the energy thing.
I actually timed the old ones, so I figured out kind of.
So it matched the timings on the old
ones. Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate...
A little bit of homework on my end.
And again, that's the stuff that Jason didn't do.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Everything was an excuse with him.
Not here.
Can't do this, can't do that. Friends First, I'm going to say this is the first example of the Friends having truly bad taste. No offense to your love of Hootie and the Blowfish. I don't know if you were
I didn't say I love Hootie. I said I like the Spin Doctors.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if this is a thing because you were a young kid then and it was impressionable. You couldn't tell what good or bad was at that point. Or if you actually are just trying to, like, overcompensate for the fact that Jason was such a negative force on the show. I would understand if that's what it was.
No, I'm a product of the 1990s. I listened to the radio. That was pop music. Okay.
Sure.
I enjoyed pop music.
Great.
I bought singles, things like that. Spin Doctors, one of the first albums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that okay. Not Hootie, but
fair enough.
Spin
okay, that's all I was. And let's do a fun Friends fact.
Here's a little Friends fact, short and stout. Yeah,
that's very jarring. That one is that I have a hard time with.
Okay. Well, that was easily my favorite.
Of the thing? Okay.
Easily the shortest, too, and sure. Catchiest.
Yeah.
It's like an earworm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, according to the script, Matt LeBlanc was supposed to grab the phone and say, "Bob here," when Jade called. But when he jumped for the phone, he missed and fell, and the editors chose to go with Chandler instead of Joey answering the phone. That's a fun Friends fact. Another one is, if you notice at one point in the episode, there was a Reverend Horton Heat postcard on a like a little ad on a table.
Anytime I saw this in reruns, I always wondered if that's what that was.
And it seemed like it was somebody maybe saying, and like, I don't know, maybe they were saying this episode's about Hootie and the Blowfish, but I want to get some music that I think is good in there.
Not all the writers listen to Hootie. That's what that was.
I guess that's somebody saying, yeah. I'm not just about Hootie. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode. Line of the episode with Pat and Tom. With Pat and Tom.
That's very problematic, that one.
What's the first issue?
The Daniel Johnston vibe of it is troubling because it's not, and again, I'm not going to compare you. Everyone's got a skill set, and everyone brings different tools to the thing.
Right. Mine, I can play an instrument.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's okay. Something that's great. I don't know that Jason absolutely can do. That's one.
Go, I don't know. You and the energy, the energy is undeniable. I'm not going to knock the energy, but it's just a little grating. And also, it's not with Pat and Tom. That's overreaching, and you have to know on some level that's overreaching, and you have to know why. Okay. I would maybe bristle at that.
I took a risk there, and here's why.
Okay.
You were so excited when a few episodes ago, I actually might think our first episode together, Tom, had a line to contribute, it's and then true. You started asking me, what's your line there? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this one's our segment.
This is not unfair.
That one's ours. Okay. So I took a risk.
All right. Ross says, "Hey, Chandler, why is this woman leaving a message for you on my machine?" Chandler says, Oh, see, I had to tell her that my number was your number because I couldn't tell her my number was my number because she thinks that my number is Bob's number." And then Ross goes, "Hey, tell me again, what do I do when Mr. Roper calls?" Which is because the show's kind of blurring into like a Three's Company kind of vibe.
Yeah. And they're almost answering the critics there.
Yeah. You know? A little bit of a shot back to say we're having fun and we don't need to be judged by your standard. Rate.
Great Ross, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was spot on. Ross.
Rank the episode. There's not one for that, right?
I'm sorry?
Rank the episode.
A recut bumper?
Yeah.
Well, I trimmed a little off the top of... listen, when I did these originally, and I think you can see a huge improvement from the last batch to these, I'll just...
Without a doubt. Pat myself there's, on the back. You're not... Once. You're not flubbing takes on these.
Yeah. So, but this one... as far as the creativity on any of them that I recorded, this was the one I was most proud of. And I think it's one of the best. So this a little bit off the top, and it's...
So this is the...
Rate the Friends,
because we did the firsts.
Yes.
We did the facts, line of the episode.
Rate the Friends.
And then Rate the Friends. Yeah. Okay. Which, I mean, but I'm going to rank the episode first. I'm going to say this is a 7.5 out of 10 because the arguing stuff bums me out a little bit. I like when the friends are friends. 7.5. Now let's rate the friends.
Rate the friend. Well, rate the friends now. Rate the friends now. Rate the friends now. Rate the friends now.
Rate the friends now, rate the friends now, rate the friends now, rate the friends now.
Which, nope. That's the same one from...
It's a little shorter.
Okay. Phoebe, Chandler, Joey, Rachel, Ross, Monica. How about that? Chandler comes in second. It's a big, big leap forward for him. Monica in the cellar, though. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. We will be back with another episode. Keep listening. Keep supporting Meet My Friends, the Friends, and keep talking about it and making everyone know that this show exists. These bumpers just are not cutting it. They're not cutting it. And I know you're trying. I know you're trying. I know this is not your default setting is production. We talked about it. But it's like this is a professional show. And it's I know Jason was bad as a person on the show. He was a bad force.
No, he was a bad person.
Bad, okay.
He was a bad person.
He did... He was a bad person that knew how to put bumpers together. And that's just something we can keep talking about this. Okay.
Can I work the board on the next one, please?
No.